This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hello and welcome to Hybrid, powered by Chinksy Media. Every word from Mikel Arteta's pre-Atletico presser. Our third Champions League game of the season sees us take on Atletico Madrid at the Emirates Stadium, and Mikel Arteta has been speaking to the press ahead of the clash. We're currently unbeaten in the league phase, and Mikel previewed the showdown with the La Liga outfit, answering questions on his squad, our form, and much more. On the mentality after beating Fulham, it's very happy, obviously, and especially after international breaks when you know that you have to align and regroup everybody. You could tell that in the first 10 minutes that we were getting that rhythm together, but afterwards, watching a game back, I think that we deserve to win. There are things to improve, but we take the win and we move on now for the Champions League match.
Yeah, like I said in the last press conference analysis, I felt we were quite leggy after the first 20 to 30 minutes as opposed to 10 minutes. But it's a combination of factors. It's a combination of factors that Fulham fed on the crowd's energy and really tried to put it on us. They ran out of energy as the game went on, and then we took hold of the game. Also, our quality kind of shone through. I mean, we kind of had to earn the right to play. We gained a foothold in the match halfway through the first half, and then after that, you could see the win was inevitable. However, against better opposition, if you start like that, they perhaps punish you, or at least give you more things to think about, let's say. On Piero Hincapié's availability, he will be available. I think the Fulham game came a bit too early for him, so he had another two very good sessions and now he's ready to go. Okay, interesting. That's an interesting one. Like I mentioned on the last episode, Miles Lewis-Skelly is unfortunate that the player that's ahead of him, arguably our player of the season so far, he's tussling with Timber. I mean, I'm to-ing and fro-ing between the two of them, Timber and Calafiori, who's been the better of the two. They've both been exceptional, 9s out of 10s for most of the season. For tomorrow, I expect Miles to come in. I'll be shocked if he doesn't. So that begs the question, where does Piero come in? However, it means Calafiori could have a day off tomorrow, and then you could play Miles for maybe an hour to 70 minutes. Piero come on and bring his energy, vivaciousness and his pace in the second half. On coming up against Diego Simeone and how highly he rates him at the highest level, I think what he's done since he's got to Atletico has been outstanding. Not only what he has achieved, but the way he's done it. I think the identity that he has created for the club, for the team, the spirit, I think they are very simple and clear to identify. And that's because the manager is very much them. That's extremely difficult to achieve for a short period of time. And to do it for 14 years, I think he's been there now. He's done something incredible, so it will be a pleasure to meet him. I mean, yeah. We played them last in 2017, I believe. 2017-18 season. And they had a man sent off in the first 10 minutes. We went 1-0 up, so you're thinking, okay, Europa League semi-final. We're 1-0 up against 10 men. Perhaps we win 2-0 and to go to Spain and kind of go from there. However, we didn't get the second killer goal. They got a late equaliser, and then in Spain, we were up against it because they were pretty much impregnable in Spain at the Vicente Calderon Stadium where they used to play. Now they play at the Wanda Metropolitano Stadium, should I say? Yeah, it was a tough game. So we know the identity of the team. It's not really changed much since then. However, they've got Julian Alvarez, who's a great outlet on the break, or should I say in transition. But I don't think they have much pace and skill that we should fear. So I think if we can kind of pin them back, dominate, I don't think they've got an outlet that they can reach. So obviously I did mention Alvarez is their outlet, but I don't feel like they'll be able to get the ball to him enough for them to cause us the requisite amount of problems for them to have enough chances to win the game. They've obviously got Alexander Soloff as well, who's another good centre forward, but I just don't think they're going to get enough ball to cause us problems. So that begs the question now, can we make use of our ball to create enough chances to score to win the game? That's the question. On William Saliba watching Atletico Madrid after our win over Fulham. I'm very pleased because I didn't encourage it, so it came from them. That's the most powerful thing. A game finishes, the job is done, but now what's next? What's the next challenge? What's the next opportunity? We know that it's going to be a really tough one, so the earlier we start to think about it and prepare, the better. I love that initiative from the players, and it tells you how much they want it and how focused they are on what is next. I mean, if we're dubbed the favourites in the Premier League, and for me, we're probably the favourites for the Champions League right now. I don't think we will be for the bookies, but on current form, just the situation of the team, you know, the kind of confidence we have, the way we're playing, I think we're going to be a hard team to stop. And bear in mind, I said at the start of the season, I placed us as third or fourth favourites for the Champions League. Now I'm placing us right at the top. That's not to say that we're going to win it, but it's to say that if anyone's going to win it, they're going to have to beat us. And that was the case last season. But this is our toughest test yet for me. They're going to be prove a tough nut to crack, like a Brazil nut. But it's one that I do think we can do. If we can replicate the performance we had against PSG last October, 12 months on, then I shouldn't see any reason why we can't get the 3 points tomorrow. And I am actually tipping us to get the 3 points. On using Simeone as inspiration for his longevity as Atletico boss, there is someone that I look up to and learn from in many situations. What is for me outstanding is his passion. I think for how long he's been in the game and in the same club with the same players, and how you still have that handle and that capacity to transmit such an energy and willingness to win. It's a very tough environment that we live in, and to keep convincing players, you have to be extraordinary as well. I don't know him personally, but everything that I have heard about him is that he's good at doing that. That's one of the reasons why you are able to sustain at that level. Always forget to mention that Mikel Arteta's favourite word seems to be to transmit energy and different contexts, and these are the buzzwords he always uses. But yeah, we need to transmit the performance that we had against Newcastle and the likes of Man City, where we played well but didn't really make the most of our chances. But most notably, the Newcastle game, if we can kind of replicate that into this game tomorrow, then we should be able to win the game and transmit the performance into points. On if he would want to see Simeone in the Premier League, it's going to get tougher. We have enough super good managers here, so I don't know. That will be completely up to him. If one day he wants to experience that, what I can say is that from what I've seen and after analysing the team, how well they are coached. Okay, so who are the super good managers? Because right now, Arne Slot is toiling. 4 defeats in a row. Pep Guardiola's kind of become the dark horse, which is a bizarre thing to say. But, you know, Man City are kind of hiding away in the shadows. No one's really expecting much of them. Haaland's scoring goals for fun. And they appear to be our biggest threat to stop us winning our first league title in 21 years. But other than that, who are the super good managers? Because, yeah. On getting 9 points in the last 3 games in the league, we have to get as much information as we can and understand the reasons why we drop certain points and then try to implement them. He's talking about last season. To be fair, sometimes from a draw to a win, there are details and things that have to go your way. But it's true that the team shows a different kind of maturity, threat and probably conviction at this stage. But it's still very early. We have to do it now for another 30 games, and that's going to be the objective. Okay. Yeah, I mean, last season we had a lot of draws, and a lot of things that contributed to those drop points were the red cards, injuries, missed chances, not having a strong enough squad. We've obviously alleviated a lot of those issues with the summer we've had. with the experiences we've gained and garnered, and with our improved performances. So obviously, we've come through a tough start to the season where we had to play Man United, Man City, Liverpool, Newcastle, to name but a few. And now we're coming to a little batch of games where we're playing mid-table promoted sides where we should really be expecting to pick up maximum points. We're currently situated at the top 3 points clear, and we have two tough games this week, namely tomorrow against Atletico Madrid and culminating against Crystal Palace, which I think is going to be a tough game and an emotional game for Eberechi Eze, who, incidentally, I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the bench tomorrow. I think he'll go Marino centre midfield alongside Zubimendi and Declan Rice, and I believe he'll go with Martinelli on the wing. So I think Eze will be on the bench. That's just a prediction. On being favourites for the Premier League title, the only thing that I embrace is when I see the team, the energy, the temperature, the commitment and the quality that they can deliver, that it gives me that conviction that we can go all the way. But that's it. That's just a feeling. Then the next day, you have to prove it. The next training session, you have to prove it, and nothing else. We cannot be busy thinking about those topics. I mean, everything is there for us to go and win it. The experience we've had, the games that we have coming up, the games that we've already come through, the games our competitors have to play. So, for instance, Liverpool have to play Man City. Liverpool got tough games coming up. Liverpool have lost the last four. We're in a good moment now, as they say. We're confident, we've got a strong squad, we're winning games, we're playing well, we look impregnable, we're not giving away chances, teams ain't having shots against us, but it's early. So we want to be where we are come February, March, April. If we are in a similar situation, then we're talking. We've been here in a similar situation 2 years ago where we started the season really well, but obviously came up short. So hopefully we can use that experience and that heartache to really get us over the line, because the best is yet to come, for sure. On whether he has been inspired by Simeone's culture at Atletico, no, I think I got that done more through my experiences and my beliefs, and especially my understanding of Arsenal and this football club and my experience here. I think to put a different context to this one is extremely difficult, and at the end, I think you have to be authentic to your beliefs, your way of dealing with people, especially, which is the most important thing when you talk about culture. Slowly you have an idea, and after that, sometimes you change the trajectory a little bit to understand what is best for the club. Yeah, obviously, he doesn't need to replicate what they're doing at Atletico. Arsenal and Atletico have different ideals, different ideologies, different culture. We're more of a club of class for the people. The football we're supposed to play is supposed to be, you know, aesthetically pleasing. Whereas Atletico is more grit, hard work from Simeone, which obviously is a reflection of how he was as a player, a hard-working, tough, hard-tackling defensive midfielder. So, yeah, obviously you want to take certain elements from Diego Simeone, like, for instance, the defensive rigidity and defensive structure, well-organized and dogmatic, in a way, sense of play that we do have. But obviously, you want to add that to what Arsenal Football Club represents, which is what I mentioned already, the good football, the aesthetically pleasing football that Arsene Wenger has obviously become synonymous with. On what Gabriel Henze has brought to our defence, I think that's something very collective with all the coaches, with the players, with their commitments as well, and Gabriel added something different, that willingness to win. We've seen that through his career, that experience to win and to elevate somebody's level, ambition and drive to the highest limit, and he's extraordinary at that. Yeah, I mean, Gabriel Henze is a Man United boy, unfortunately, but he's coming, and obviously we're looking actually better than we've ever been defensively. I don't think I've ever seen a defensive unit at Arsenal this rigid, this solid, this good. Well, certainly since the Invincible days, but obviously now we're looking proper. Like, teams aren't even having shots against us. The stat from the other day where we've gone two consecutive games without conceding a shot for the first time since 2003 was alarming. That's an unbelievable stat. And as long may that continue. If that continues tomorrow, then I'm sure we win the game, because I feel like we're going to score at least once. On whether results elsewhere add a spring to our step in training, I haven't noticed that, but obviously there is a lot of narrative afterwards, but that's it. Every game in this league is a must win and a very difficult game to win. We're all very appreciative of that, so you don't get carried away with any of that. Well, he's never going to say yes, but I'll say it for him. Yes, definitely. I mean, Liverpool dropping further points is great news for us because, you know, we know now we can really stick the knife in them and start to build a lead. We've got a 3-point buffer up there, and we know that if we keep winning, especially up until the point where Liverpool play Man City, then we know that we have a very good opportunity to extend that lead to more than 3 points. On whether it's harder to prepare for a game against a long-serving manager, on this one, I think the hardest thing is the time that you have. It's basically a day when you can't really do much to prepare. So it's understanding the time that we have to spend to analyse and understand that. They have evolved as a team from where they were probably a year ago to now, and how they can change in relation to the context of the match, which is something very specific for this team. In order to prepare in the best way, you have to give the players everything, but to be able to simplify the information and make it as concrete and as clear as possible for us being in the best position to implement what we want to do tomorrow. Yeah, it's true. I mean, Atletico have actually lost a number of players that they've that have been with the club for a number of years. People like Rodrigo De Paul have left, Witzel, Thomas Lamar, Angel Correa, to name but a few, have all left. So obviously, there's kind of an evolution of how the team is. I've looked at the kind of team squad starting lineup. They don't really have much pace. They usually play a narrow 4-2 formation with Soloff and Alvarez up there. They've got Antoine Griezmann, who's aging, but obviously still capable of many things. Scored his 200th goal for Atletico recently. So there's a squad with amazing players, top quality players. Aging squad, not much pace, but it's a good team. I just expect us to win the game. It's not going to be easy. It's probably going to be a bruising encounter. I would say Atletico Madrid are probably Newcastle on steroids in a way. On why Simeone's team is so difficult to play against. First of all, the willingness to win. You can sense that in every single ball, in every single yard, the way they play. So it's about how they compete and then after how they play. I think there are two very different things. And in order to have to analyse what they are, the level of organisation is really high. The level of discipline is really high. And then they have acquired a lot of talent throughout the years that they are very specific for the needs and the way they want to play. And they are very good at exploiting those opportunities. Yeah, don't forget, I think what he's referring to is people like Conor Gallagher. Yeah, he may not start every game, but his kind of pugnacious, dogmatic approach to the game where he just has legs for days, energy, energetic, you know, runs his heart out, plays his heart out. That's the kind of attitude that Diego Simeone seeks from a player. So, you know, I expect his players to be well up for it, obviously. It's a game they probably need to get something from, considering they lost to Liverpool in a first game, especially if they want to qualify from the league phase. On if Simeone could be successful in the Premier League. If he works in the Champions League, which is the highest competition in Europe, he can do it anywhere. I don't know, you have to come here and try it and feel it. But I'm very sure that his know-how is unbelievable and his character and willingness will take him anywhere. Okay, he's kind of swerved the question, but I think he's essentially saying if he can do it in the Champions League, which he has, then why can't he do it in the Premier League? And that's a good question. On why we're so effective at set pieces. We keep evolving and keep improving. It's a system that when you put it in place, the system has to learn every single day, every single game to become better. That's in relation to the players that we have and what we learn from ourselves and as well what we learn from the opposition and try to be as consistent as possible. In order to do that, you have to give importance to certain topics to become really important, and we try to do that in a way that we share the time and the focus in game preparation, and then it's the delivery. Yeah, I mean, two factors. We've got exceptional crosses of the ball in Bukayo Saka and Declan Rice. Unbelievable A1 quality crosses of the ball. And then we've got unbelievable headers of the ball. None other than Gabriel Magalhães, who's probably the best header of the ball especially from dead ball situation in world football. So when you couple those two together, it causes carnage in the box. And obviously it's been a route for us to get ahead in games and as a consequence, pick up 3 points. On how Gabriel Ense's one-on-one sessions help the players, that experience, if somebody tells you, if you do that, you're going to be successful, and you know that he's done it and he's been successful, that's a lot of credibility there. Yeah, I mean, Gabriel Ense had a very, very successful career at both Manchester United and Real Madrid, and he won things there. So when he talks, you listen. I've noticed he'd done a lot of work with Miles Lewis-Skelly. Obviously, Ense was a left-back come centre-back, and we've got a few of those. We've got, obviously, Lewis-Skelly is kind of a left-back come centre midfielder, but we've got Ricardo Calafiori, who's been unbelievable this season. And then we've got Piero Hincapié, who I'm hoping will get some minutes tomorrow. So obviously now, if you've got someone that used to play that exact position, you can only learn from him. On how the players have reacted to Ense's arrival, it's a question for me. My feeling is that they really love him, which is normal, but the rest of the coaches are the same. They are all very different characters, but the relationship and the bond that we have with the players, I think it's unique, and I think that's something very powerful in a team. Yeah, it's just a shame that I used to play for Manchester United. But obviously, the team defensively is looking really good, and just hopefully we can kind of continue the way we've been going this season, have a solid, rigid structure, but improve in the attacking sense of things. Just take up a notch. And I'm sure we'll be successful in the game tomorrow.